welcome to the latest edition of the Alarmpit podcast. And last week, Mary is with me. And if you're familiar with the Alarmpit podcast, you will know that she's a frequent, she is an ever-present presence on this podcast. But this week, we're bringing something a little bit different again. Basically, we have a lot of strings to our bow, or a lot of strings to our harp, if you allow me that weak pun. We also write a lot of poetry, so what I've decided to do is just present that poetry on this podcast. So basically, after this very intro that you're listening to now, you will hear a selection, a choice selection of poems, some of them in English, well, most of them in English, a little bit in Spanish. And what we're going to do, they'll be presented without context, just as they are, with some bits and pieces around them, such as music and special effects. And apart from that, that'll be the podcast, so you can listen to some poetry. And we'll be back talking about the great events of the week, next week, of which there are many, culturally, politically, and socially. Lots of things have happened. My neighborhood burning for one night, Russian elections, and many more things. So enjoy this next bit, and we'll be talking to you again next week. A naked torso. I just went out for a walk and saw one, muscular and bloated. She had eaten all the bullets instead of being shot by them. Or I paused to the gallery. And cigarette smoke absorbed from cleansing nuns, keen photographers, coughing on instant sulfur. Those big-time carlesses, those self-satisfied soldiers, winning this round. Smoking the stale air from a train. I finished another book. My fingers still reach for it. Another pull of its pages, another drag of its spine from the shelf. If they burnt it, would they make smoke signals out of it? Circular apologies, paragraphs floating out. Nothing is beyond saving. Anyway, the most important relationship is one we have with ourselves. And anyhow, I can rely on myself to picture it. The Bacalera now stands empty and dark. Roof filtering light. Cobwebs, phlegm, nature's cough. A walk around the neighborhood. Thank you.
young men, wallet full of ticket stubs, plays from last year, that production of The Crucible that didn't quite get it, he felt, faded into browns, yellows in corners, meant to stash for keeps, a review on the net from a Dutch girl of his very first play, bit of a strut he carries. Ah, good man yourself, a horse and cart of a young fella, you're the play guy, they say. He nods and playfully says yes, to impress the girls. Token Spanish phrases, and he dances to Shakira. He's a writer who knows his audience, as every man chasing skirt must. To see the guy gaze at the legs of the woman holding your hand, sashaying through streets and parks, and out of clothes and into smaller clothes, just for you. The one that played nurse to the fever in your mind. The other one because of the angle. I am a man, and I'm glad I am. There's a house in this street and that, where laughter poured into emptying glasses. The house where it didn't, can't, or won't. The house has left you behind, or you, to it. A nation, they say, is imaginary. A passport, then, a fiction. This city is his fiction, where the canals and alleys, the rehearsals and college meetings, are stamped like visas on his passport.
Inkwell men spill across a square cafe, unspeaking sentences of men, sitting still, unmoved by a non-interventionist writer. Sometimes a silver tray penetrates, gripped between fingers, adding to the story. Teapots overflowering with leaves drip moisture in cup and on table. I forget where I am, but the slumped pylons of men with chairs extended, face forward, the top of the yogurt spirals, the granules and sugar cubes secede from the union, and a waiter is made starry-eyed from sleep. In Cella, the smell of bread lingers. Great blocks sieve the rain and the wind, trumpeting the elements into wide arcs. I want to order another tea. Words cartwheel over chapped gates. Some pylons have left, but are replaced by more.
Tinteros de hombres se derraman sobre el café de la plaza. Frases y lentes de hombres, inmóviles, inmutables ante un escritor no entrometido. A ratos, una bandeja de plata entra, asida entre los dedos, aportando a la historia. Teteras rebosantes de hojas gotean su humedad en taza y mesas. Se me olvida dónde estoy. Pero los desplomados postes de hombres, con sus sillas extendidas, miran al frente, el extremo de espirales de yogur. Gránulos de terrones se separan de la unión, y los ojos de un camarero se viven de sueño. En Chile pervive el olor del pan. Grandes bloques tamizan la lluvia y el viento. El clima reverbera en arcos amplios. Quiero pedir otro té. Las palabras contorsionan en las grietas de las puertas. Unos postes ya han partido, pero otros lo reemplazan.
Hello, this is Indy from Alarpa. Normally I'm here making a crazy video with my partner in crime, but today I'm just going to do a simple poetry reading. You might have seen some of our poems before. We've done very artistic things. We've went to the Retiro Park and we've put different images together for different videos. And I did a video yesterday, which is about the city and living in the city and all the culture contained
when in a place like that. And I used the interior of the house to convey lots of the themes and images contained in that poem. And in that sense, I guess drawing a little bit on the experience of Pablo Neruda, who wrote a lot about common things, he really felt they had a very important place in our life. And even other artists like Van Gogh, who celebrated peasants and their normal lives and painted things such as his work boots or his room. And I feel, and of course a lot of people would share that opinion as well, that these common objects, these everyday objects, these everyday interiors and structures that define our world in many ways have a power beyond what you might see on the surface level. So that was the poetry video I made yesterday. Today I just want to do a simple one, a poetry reading, because A, we haven't really done it for a long, long time. And it's nice to do something a little bit different. And it's not my poem. It's a poem by Charles Bukowski, who is a poet I really, really like. This is a book called The Continual Condition. And I think this book proves several things, one of which is never lend or borrow a book, because if you lend it, you'll never get it back. And in this case, I've borrowed it from a friend of mine, another poet called Yanito, whose video I've made recently as well. I'll put a link in the description. And I've had this for 2 years now, I think, and I haven't given it back. But then again, the poetry is so good, I think it's hard to let go of Mr. Bukowski. I'm going to read a poem called A Good Place. And after I read it, I think you'll see why I chose it, because I think it just continues on the trends I've just mentioned with Neruda and other artists, and also builds a little bit on my poem yesterday, which is called Song of the City. And again, I'll link in the description. And without further ado, I will just read this wonderful poem by Bukowski. Okay, so A Good Place. On any given day, whether you are feeling good or standard or bad, you can sit in this place among the docks and pick yourself out a spider, crab, or I fucked that up. So on any given day, whether you are feeling good or standard or bad, you can sit in this place among the docks and pick yourself out a spider, crab, for £120, fresh and live. They will cook it for you, and you can take a wooden hammer and piece of paper to a slivered wooden table. Watch the commercial fish boats dock there, while you crack your spider crab and eat it in the sun, and suck at your beer while the people around you are easy and normal and tired. Yeah, hammer that spider crab while the sun shines through the beer. So there. Your reading of it might be different. You might put the intonation in different parts, but then again, it's all part of our relationship with a specific poem. Sorry for the mistake I made in the first reading of it. And also as well, I thought it was appropriate because most videos go and live on YouTube. And if you're having a good day, a bad day, or just a standard day, that's a place you can go to as well, either as a creator or just to consume content. And I know a lot of YouTubers are very popular as well. So, thank you for watching this video. You can find us on LARPA.com, which is our new website, and so new I've forgotten the name. It's LARPAmedia.com, and LARPA1 is our Twitter. We're also on Instagram, but let us build up the content first before we start plugging our handle on that. So thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.